Last year, we explored the trial of a software program that tracks the movement of electricity from point to point, which allowed consumers in a Fremantle housing development to trade rooftop solar energy with each other without the addition of market costs and commercial margins. The company behind this technology is Perth-based blockchain energy market provider PowerLedger. Now, PowerLedger is partnering with power retailer Origin Energy to scale up its technology to allow for connectivity with the electricity grid. To find out the latest, I'm speaking with PowerLedger's co-founder, Gemma Green. Welcome, Gemma.
Hi.
Just to get people up to speed, could you explain what technology is involved here, this software and what peer-to-peer trading is?
Sure. So it's software that connects smart meters, and it records the inputs and output of those as a volume of electricity moved or consumed at a certain moment in time. And that forms the basis of a transaction for which payments are made in a tokenized form of electricity, which is called sparks, and one spark equals 1 cent. And so people can buy and sell electricity using sparks and then offer up that into dollars into their bank account.
There was a trial behind the meter between consumers in, say, a housing development, and that happened last year. And what was the outcome of that trial?
So basically, we have done a number of trials. The first one was in Busselton, where we trialled peer-to-peer trading across networks from August to December 2016. And then the second trial we've been doing is with Vector in New Zealand, and they have about two-thirds of the network in Auckland with about 600,000 customers. And we also connected banking functionality as a part of that trial, which means that people can transfer money from their bank account to the PowerLedger platform to purchase Spark, which they can then use to trade peer-to-peer electricity. We have just signed a deal with Origin Energy to trial peer-to-peer trading with them, and also we have a product which is around peer-to-peer trading in buildings, and we've deployed that in two apartment buildings in Perth, and we have a number of others under construction and contracted. And we also announced last week a deal with Tech Mahindra in India to trial peer-to-peer trading within some of their microgrid projects there.
So starting from a small housing development, you're now moving on to a partnership with Origin Energy. What's the scale of your relationship at this stage?
Well, we just announced that last week, so we're doing trials to start off with, and we would hope that if so all goes well that we would be looking at expanding the project.
That's a big jump from a housing development to a major retailer. How do you see that expanding out?
Well, part of the work that we did with the projects and deployments we've done so far is testing the prototype, making sure it works, seeing how it works in different jurisdictions, in different markets with different regulations, different technology integration, so to de-risk it so that we can get to the scale with comfort.
As I introduced, we had the small-scale housing development, which was people trading amongst themselves behind the meter, where they got virtually full value of their trading. How would that be altered, that situation, when a major retailer comes in, like our Origin?
Well, retailers would be what was called an application host on the PowerLedger platform. So they'll offer or allow their customers to trade peer-to-peer. And it may be that retailers longer term allow peer-to-peer trading between retailers, and that would be, you know, what we call interoperability between the blockchains, between retailers.
I've noticed there are different providers of this blockchain technology. Are they compatible in terms of, in the long term, having an efficient network that'll allow this sort of system to operate?
Yeah, so there's many different types of blockchains. You can have private blockchains or public blockchains, and there can be permission blockchains. So there's different ways that they are coded, and some of them can connect to each other, which is what they call interoperability. And there are many different blockchain companies out there in different sectors. But in terms of energy, you know, that most of the blockchain companies are startups, so they're really, you know, in the early stages of innovation and deployment of the technology. So it's really yet to be seen as to how they, you know, will work in the incumbent systems and also between each other.
The current situation with people who have rooftop solar and they've got an excess and they sell it to the grid and they get a pretty low price, but when they buy electricity back from the grid, there's a major difference there. How will that change with this technology?
I think that the energy system is about as geared up to take small amounts of electricity and pay, you know, people for it as like a supermarket is to buy homegrown tomatoes. And we think our technology will add a level of sophistication to the market. And so you can create a genuine marketplace between small buyers and sellers that could provide not only electricity but value to the network in the form of ancillary services, capacity and frequency control. And I think they're the kinds of things that you could see happening as battery prices come down. And it could create, you know, a genuine distributed marketplace, which is very exciting.
Now, you've got this trial going, which is 3 months. It's talked about there are some unknowns and benefits and challenges. What are the things that you see as things that you want to uncover to see whether there's any likely problems and perhaps speculate on what those problems might be?
Well, there's many challenges to pulling new technologies in market. So there's regulation there, you know, there's how do you design a customer interface that is very simple for them to understand. There's also challenges around how do you create a tariff where the market participants want to be a part of this, you know, that they still feel like that there's value being created for them from the investment that they've made in their assets. So there's those market kind of commercial considerations as well. So there's a lot of factors that need to coalesce together to make something work like this.
Given that you're in partnership with Origin Energy, and I think AGL is doing something similar, what is the significance of this sort of technology in terms of the sort of massive scale of the electricity market in Australia?
Well, I think that the Australian electricity market, you know, is almost ground zero for what is, you know, energy markets of tomorrow will look like. Because we have very high electricity prices, the economics of alternative energies like renewables has made more sense here. And it's no accident that companies like Tesla are choosing Australia as a ground zero to deploy their products. So I think the way the system will transition and the way it will look in the end in Australia will be very indicative of what other energy markets might look like. So I'm very excited for Australia to really be at the forefront of resolving the energy transition from like a centralised fossil fuel-based system to a more hybridised low-carbon energy system.
I noticed that the new Australian Energy Market Operator Chief, Audrey Zibelman, is very positive about how the energy market should be transformed. Are you optimistic that with someone like her at the rudder of the energy market that these sorts of innovations will move forward?
Yeah, I'm really excited about her appointment to as the head of AEMO. And I think the work she did in New York was really fantastic in terms of managing that energy transition. So I think that you know, there's a lot of optimism from my side in terms of how do we integrate the findings from the Finkel Review into Australia's energy system and how do we manage the incumbent interest whilst ensuring we get the right outcome for Australia and our economy longer term.
As we've said, AGL, Origin are on board and looking for solutions. What about other retailers?
So in terms of our product, we have peer-to-peer trading across networks, which involves partnership with application hosts like energy retailers and network businesses. But I mentioned we've got peer-to-peer trading within buildings, which means that the body corporate is essentially the client for Power Ledger. We also have a third product, which is called Asset Germination, which involves crowdfunding renewable energy assets using the blockchain. So I think that's a very exciting way to pull capital from smaller buyers into an asset and increase the rate of dormance of renewables. And it could be particularly exciting in developing countries or even islands like the Caribbean, where the energy systems have been wiped out and were largely diesel-based, and that there is an opportunity now for those places to leapfrog. And I think that PowerLedger's technology, the asset germination technology for crowdfunding, I think could be an exciting way for people to participate in the energy economy and also deliver, restoration and redevelopment outcomes for disaster areas.